Thank you for taking the time out to listen to this guided meditation. Please allow yourself to find somewhere comfortable to sit or lay, where you won't be disturbed for the duration of this journey. So, let's begin. Perhaps by sitting in a favourite chair or lying down somewhere warm and cosy. When you're ready, just allow your eyes to gently close. Take a slow, gentle breath in and slowly breathe out. Again, breathing in and breathing out. Allow your shoulders to soften. Let your jaw just start to soften and relax. Let your hands become loose. The cares and the worries of the day slip away. And allow yourself to settle into the support beneath you. Be aware of the bed or the chair supporting you as we go further on this journey. For these next few moments, there is nothing you need to organise, nothing you need to solve, nothing you need to prepare for. You can simply be here, breathing, resting, and just allowing yourself to be gently guided. So now, as you are there, I want you to imagine that you're standing at the entrance to a beautiful woodland. Perhaps there are tall trees around you, stretching up to the sky. It is autumn. The air is slightly cooler. But there is something comforting about it. The kind of coolness that makes you want to perhaps pop something warm. Perhaps you can imagine the smell of damp earth, the gentle scent of leaves, that slightly crisper freshness of the autumn air. Around you, tall trees rise above you, stretching up into the sky. Some of the leaves are still green, some have turned copper, some are golden. Perhaps there's a few deep red ones there, and perhaps some have already fallen. Maybe you're aware of a slight breeze as you stand at the entrance to this woodland. Look down and see a soft carpet of leaves gently starting to cover the woodland floor. And as you stand here, notice that the woodland is changing. Everywhere you look, there's evidence of transition. Nothing is quite as it was a few weeks ago. The light is different, more dappled. The air is different. The colours are different. The trees are different. And yet, the woodland is still beautiful. Perhaps even more beautiful because of its changing colours. And maybe that can remind us of something important about change. Change doesn't necessarily make something less beautiful. Sometimes it creates a different kind of beauty. So take a moment now to imagine yourself beginning to walk along disciplined path. There is no need to hurry, just a gentle walk, one step and then another. And as you walk, you notice the earth and the leaves beneath your feet. Some are soft and golden. Some are curled at the edges. Some are still bright with colour. And perhaps one particular leaf catches your attention. You stop and look at it. This leaf was once high in the tree. It was part of something familiar. It belonged there. It grew there. It was connected to the twig and the branch. And then, the seasons changed. And eventually, the leaf had to let go. Not because it had done anything wrong. Not because it wasn't needed. But because its season had changed. And perhaps there are moments in our own lives that feel a little like that. Times when something familiar has to change. A child leaving home. A young person beginning university, college, starting a new school, moving away, leaving friends behind, a familiar bedroom becoming quieter. A family routine changing. And even when the change is positive, even when we know it's the right thing, it can still hurt, because endings can carry sadness. If you're a parent or a caregiver, perhaps you can allow yourself to acknowledge that. You may feel incredibly proud. You may be excited for what lies ahead, and yet you may also feel the ache of knowing that things won't be quite the same. Perhaps you already know you'll miss the little things, the sounds around the house, the conversations, the comings and goings, the ordinary moments may never have realised were so precious. And if you're the person leaving, perhaps there are things that you will miss too. Your room, your home, family routines, family faces, friends, favourite places, knowing exactly where everything is, and the comfort of what you already know. And so, as you walk through this woodland, through this season of change, you don't have to push those feelings away. You can make room for them. Sadness can walk beside excitement. Fear can walk beside hope. You can miss what you're leaving and yet still look forward to where you're going. There is room for all of it. Continue walking along the path. Notice the trees around you. Some are enormous, their trunks thick and strong, their branches reaching high into the sky. And as you look at them, imagine the roots beneath your feet, deep beneath the woodland floor. The roots stretch down, down into the earth, strong, grounded, connected. You cannot see most of the roots, and yet they are there, holding the tree steady, providing nourishment, keeping it connected to the earth. Perhaps this can remind you of the people and experiences that have helped you become who you are. The people who have loved and who love you, supported you, encouraged you, taught you, comforted you, all of the experiences that have helped you grow. When people leave home, those roots don't disappear. When someone you love leaves, those roots don't disappear. Distance doesn't erase connection. Growing up doesn't erase love. And change doesn't erase everything that came before. The tree can grow taller. Its branches can spread further. And yet, its roots remain. Perhaps you can imagine your own roots now. Feel them beneath you now, grounding you. Imagine them connecting you to everything that has helped you get to this moment. And know that you can grow without losing where you came from. You can explore without losing your connection. You can become independent while still being deeply loved. So continue now along the woodland path. Perhaps you notice a small acorn lying amongst the leaves. Tiny, almost insignificant compared to the huge trees around it. And yet, inside that tiny acorn is the potential for something extraordinary. It doesn't look like a tree. You couldn't look at it and know exactly what it will become. You couldn't see the branches, the leaves, the twigs, the shape of the trunk, the shade it might one day provide. And yet, the potential is there. Perhaps new beginnings are a little like that. We don't always know what they'll become. A new school, a new college, a new university, a new friendship, a new home, a new chapter, a new version of ourselves. And at the beginning, we can't see the whole picture. We don't know which experience will shape us, which people we'll meet, which opportunities will appear, which challenges will teach us something, and which moments will become stories we will tell for years to come. We simply begin at the beginning. That's enough. You don't need to know the whole path. You only need to take the next step. Look ahead along the woodland path. Perhaps it twists gently between the trees. You can't see where it goes, and that's okay. You don't need to. The path doesn't need revealing at once. It simply appears a little further ahead, then a little further again as it twists and turns. And then with every step, more of the path becomes visible. And this is how life often works. We want certainty. We want to know what's around the corner. We want reassurance that everything will work out. But sometimes we are simply asked to trust the next step. And so, imagine taking that next step, and another, slowly, gently. Perhaps you notice sunlight filtering through the branches, making golden shapes on the floor below. That golden autumn light falling across the woodland floor, moving beneath the trees, illuminating little patches of colour. And perhaps you notice that the light and the shadows exist together. There are bright places and darker places, and both belong in the woodland. Perhaps life is like that too. There will be days of excitement, days of confidence, days when anything and everything feels possible. And there may also be days when you feel lonely, uncertain, overwhelmed, or you simply miss home. These days don't mean you've made the wrong decision. They don't mean you aren't coping. They don't mean you aren't strong enough. They simply mean you're human and you're experiencing change. You can have a difficult day and still be okay. You can miss someone and still keep going. You can feel afraid and still take the next step. So imagine that you continue walking, and as you come further along the path, you see a small stream running through the woodland. Perhaps you can hear it. The water is gently moving, always moving, never staying exactly the same. So watch the water for a moment. Perhaps leaves are floating along its surface. The stream doesn't try to hold them. It carries them around rocks, under branches, along its winding path. The stream doesn't know every twist and turn ahead. It simply continues, adapting to what it needs, adapting to what it meets, moving around obstacles and finding another way. And perhaps you can borrow some of that wisdom. You don't have to control every part of what happens next. You can respond. You can adapt. You can find another way forwards. Change is inevitable, but that doesn't mean you are powerless within it. You have choices. You have strengths. You have resources. You have people who love you and care about you. And you have already navigated change before. Take a slow breath in. Breathe out. Now imagine sitting for a moment beneath one of the great autumn trees. Rest your back against its trunk. Feel the steadiness of it. Imagine the years it has stood here, through summer, through winter, through spring, through autumn, again and again. The tree has experienced storms, strong winds, heavy rain, cold winters, and still it continues. It bends when it needs to. It releases what it can no longer hold. It grows new leaves when the time is right. It changes with the seasons. Perhaps you can remind yourself, I can change too. I can bend without breaking. I can let go of what has been. I can make space for what is coming. I can grow through change. If you are a parent or a caregiver, perhaps you can imagine yourself sitting beneath that tree too, feeling all the love you have for the person who's beginning their next chapter. Perhaps you can gently remind yourself, I can let them grow without letting go of love. I can miss them and yet still celebrate them. I can trust the roots and the foundations that we have created together. I can allow this relationship to change and grow too. And if you are the person beginning something new, perhaps you can say, I can carry my home with me in my heart. I can miss what is familiar and yet still embrace what is new. I am allowed to be nervous. I am allowed to be excited. I don't have to know everything. And I can take one step at a time. Now imagine looking around the woodland once more. Fallen leaves, the acorns beneath you, the trees standing tall, the stream continuing on its journey, the light filtering through the branches, making that dappled glow, and perhaps notice something you hadn't noticed before. Amongst the fallen leaves, there are tiny signs of new growth. Small shoots, little green leaves. Life beginning slowly beneath the surface. The woodland knows something we sometimes forget. That an ending can create space. That letting go can make room. The earth can rest and then begin again. Autumn doesn't mean the woodland has stopped growing, it just means it's growing differently. And perhaps this season of your life is the same. Something is changing. Something familiar is ending. And yet, something new is beginning. You don't have to rush to make sense of it. You don't have to force yourself to feel positive. You don't have to choose between sadness and excitement. You can honour the past while stepping into the future. You can carry your memories whilst creating new ones. You can love what was and still love what is becoming. Take one final slow breath in. Slowly breathe out. Imagine standing once again on the woodland path and look ahead. The path continues, and yes, there are twists and turns you cannot see. There will be sunny days and perhaps rainy ones. There will be moments when you feel completely settled and completely at home, and moments when you need to find your way. But the path is there, and you can walk it one step at a time. And perhaps you can take these final thoughts with you. Change may be scary, but change can also be beautiful. some things will be missed, and yet new things will be discovered. Some doors will close, and others will open. Some leaves will fall, and new growth will come. And just as the woodland trusts the seasons, you can learn to trust yourself. You have roots, you have strength, you have love, you have the ability to adapt, and you don't need to know exactly what comes next. You simply need to take the next step. So when you're ready, begin to notice the room around you, the air against your skin, the sounds around you, perhaps gently moving your fingers and toes. Roll your shoulders, take one comfortable breath in and breathe out. And when it feels right, allow your eyes to gently open. And take your time. And perhaps carry this image with you. A woodland in autumn. Beautiful because it is changing. Beautiful because it is letting go. Beautiful because beneath the falling leaves, something new is already beginning. And remember, you can honour what's being left behind while still opening your heart to what comes next. You can let go with love. You can embrace change. And you can trust that there is still beauty waiting along the path ahead. You belong here.